You may not know him by name, but you know his sound. Music producer and songwriter Rick Hall, the so-called father of Muscle Shoals music, has died. Hall was the founder of Fame Recording Studios, the place that made Muscle Shoals, Alabama, synonymous with a southern sound of soul and R&B.
Just listen to this, Wilson Pickett's version of Mustang Sally. Listen, all you wanna do is ride around Sally. Ride, Sally, ride. There at his small Fame studios, Rick Hall cut some of the biggest records, like Aretha Franklin's first hit. In an interview from 2015, Hall told NPR's Linda Wertheimer that before she came to Muscle Shoals and found her voice, Aretha Franklin's music wasn't selling.
It was a little bit too vanilla, and there's too many ditties, and it was little jazz-oriented records with written arrangements, and we don't do that in Muscle Shoals. We don't use arrangers in Muscle Shoals.
You don't write it down?
No, ma'am. We do it from the heart.
Here's what Aretha Franklin had to say in the 2013 documentary Muscle Shoals.
Coming to Muscle Shoals was the turning point. That's where I recorded I Never Loved a Man, which became my first million-selling record. So absolutely, it was a milestone and the turning point in my career.
Rick Hall, a white producer, worked with African-American musicians at a time when Alabama was segregated.
During the 60s, we had it tough here because we wanted to produce black music with black artists singing. In doing that, we were afraid of white people that didn't like the idea of us recording black singers.
But in Rick Hall's Fame studio, there was no color line. Hall worked with Etta James and Otis Redding.
And that Muscle Shoals sound traveled far and wide. He eventually worked with the Rolling Stones. Here's Keith Richards from the documentary Muscle Shoals.
Record making like that, it doesn't happen very often. It's usually somebody like Rick Hall is like a total maniac with the drive and the foresight to do it. He's a tough guy, isn't he?
Hall was inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in 1985. And in 2014, he received a Grammy Trustees Award for his significant contribution to the field of recording.
In an interview on Larry King Now, Larry King asks Rick Hall, what makes a good producer?
A good producer? A guy who knows a hit song when he hears it. It takes a tough guy, and you have to be able to take a lot of BS.
Rick Hall died at his home in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. He was 85 years old. You left all the water running when you left me behind. Let me tell you that you left all that water running. It's running from the eyes of the back. And there you go. You locked the door and left me outside. And then you throw the key away.